Hey, Tuesday morning, how's it going? John DeBell Show, daily podcast. That's what you're getting right here, right now. All the best stuff from this morning. I called it. The Steelers, they finally lost one. It's hard to be perfect in the NFL. John grilled me on some hometown cuisine. That's where we started off this morning before breaking into Olympic breakdancing. We hit the phones today to hear about things you ordered as opposed to things you got. And Jessica was featured in Song Stories today. We busted another one of John's Christmas balls, but you got to tune in live 7:30 every single morning for your shot at that. No telling which ball was busted today. You got to find out for yourself each and every morning. And we touched on malls and how they're doing these days during the coronavirus. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
All right, so let me get this straight. Pittsburgh is on a no-loss streak. They are the undefeated team, and they get beat by Washington?
Yep, and I called it.
Dave did call it. Yep. Like, last week he called it.
Yep. All right. I said, I got a feeling.
All right.
Got a feeling.
A feeling deep inside, oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
And when I saw that score this morning, I was like, no. Yeah, no, man. Not Washington.
They got good D. All right. Good front seven.
What's going to happen tonight? The Cowboys are going to beat the Ravens?
No, don't say that. No, don't say that.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, though, is watching the 70-whatever Dolphins that are still around lighting up a cigar or drinking their whiskey when a team is no longer undefeated. Get over yourselves. You guys went 16-0 when there was like 13 games in the season. Please, stop.
Well, who else has done it? Thank you. We're done.
You have a coffee craving?
19-0.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
Something came up in the studio yesterday that stuck with me for the rest of the day. And it's something that Dave said, and I got to bring it up this morning. Could you explain Q-Mart to people, for anybody who's not in the Quakertown area?
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
It's a farmer's market that's legendary for its people watching.
Uh-huh.
That's the most concise way I could put it.
And the quality of the stuff that you find at Q-Mart?
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's great.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great farmer's market. I mean, it's packed. People come from Allentown. People come from Doylestown, all over.
Okay. All right. Because you had me thrown yesterday. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a kind of low-level kind of place.
No, right? Not at all. No, there's great stuff there. I clean up
because
on the weekend.
Because with that in mind, with me thinking that this was like some sort of cheapo, you know, food place, something like that, Dave said he bought $22 worth of sushi yesterday.
I don't trust the sushi from the Q-Mart.
You know what? Neither did my wife, but she's converted.
There's something about raw fish from the Q-Mart that just, and for the rest of the day, I was going, how could he eat that?
I'll bring you a Q-Mart roll.
I'll pass. Thank
Next
you.
Monday.
What's in a Q-Mart roll?
Don't ask. Don't read the fine print. Just eat it.
Which is why I don't eat sushi from Q-Mart.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
We are just about an hour away from the opportunity once again to bust my Christmas balls. Yesterday, it was Lisa Reniger from Greenville, Pennsylvania, walked away with that $200 Wise Market gift card. So her Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving, her Christmas or New Year's is totally taken care of. Or she can do whatever she wants with it. Just spend it on like a big pile of beef, whatever. It's $200 gift card. Some of the things are still available. This is the one. I love this thing. I did it. It was one of the greatest thrills of my life. The 40-mile stock car racing experience at Pocono Raceway.
Sure.
It is worth the drive, folks.
How many times is that around? How many is it a mile and a half up there? Mile?
No, it's more than a mile. It's slightly more. I think it's a mile and a quarter. All right. And it is the terrible triangle. It's not a loop.
Tricky triangle, right?
That's it.
How long does it take to do 40 laps, would you say?
About a minute and a half.
Well, at 154 miles an hour, right? That was my first time around was 154 miles an hour. Then I got to go again, and it was 157, right? And there's nothing more enjoyable than when the flag guy, right, tells the car that's in front of you, let the guy behind you pass.
It's like
slowpoke, get the hell out of my way. I got racing to
insane
do.
Insane thing is you went, what, 150 something?
Which 157.
Is incredible.
Right.
The lap record?
Right.
223 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. Well, for the NASCAR race.
That's insane.
These are governed.
I get it, but that's nuts. All right.
We also have an overnight stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City with a $100 dining credit. There are there's that 6-tool Ryobi combo kit that we've got from the folks at Great Railing. I mean, just a lot of great things. You can check them all out on WMGK.com. And while you're there, make sure you print out a Christmas tree so you can keep track of everything that is happening. As you guys know, I am a huge Olympics fan.
Yeah.
And the Olympics this year are the Summer Olympics in Japan, right? But they're already planning the next Olympics, which is the 2024 Olympics. That would be the summer ones. And they're in Paris.
Okay.
I've never wanted to go to a Olympics less than going to the Olympics in Paris.
Well, maybe the 2022 winter in Beijing might be a little bit less than
that. That sounds
fun. I'm fine
fun.
With it.
That sounds great.
I would love it. I would love it.
Try to avoid the labor camps.
Yeah. But it's such a healthy country. Have you noticed?
Yes.
It's very, very,
very
healthy.
Very much so.
There.
Try the bat while you're there.
All right. I hear it's tasty. But, you know, and now they start mentioning the things that they're going to do in the Olympics, the new things they're going to bring into. Because, you know, the Olympics, when you go back to the Grecian times, mm-hmm. right, it was all big physical sports.
Yeah.
Right? You know, there was the racing and the wrestling and all of that stuff.
And the orgies.
Right. And the orgies. those were the Roman Olympics.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right.
Easily confused.
But at the 2024 Summer Games, one of the things they're going to be doing is breaking, a.k.a. break dancing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when this
now
stuck in there.
Right. Now, they're also doing skateboarding. I get skateboarding. Skateboarding is a sport, especially if you're having those rally races. I mean, that would be absolutely incredible.
That'd be awesome. I'd love
right?
to see
you
that.
Know, but, you know, skateboarding and being in a tube and, you know, and doing all those makes all the sense of what? Break dancing? No.
It's
pretty much ice dancing on ground.
I will prepare for the Olympics by watching Breakin' and Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yes, thank you.
If you need me, that's where I'll be.
So Shabadoo Cajones and what was the other guy? Boogaloo Shrimp?
I don't even know.
Those are the characters from
I'm just picturing Zoolander for some reason.
Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to prepare.
Yeah, that's it. All right. I'm going to prepare by not watching this.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
There we go. Here comes the breaking news. It seems that Pocono Raceway is 2.5 miles long.
Whoa.
Okay, so I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Closure.
Because the amount of people who texted in how long that was. I said it was over a mile. I thought it was like a mile and a half, but it's 2.5 miles. So there's that. I've got a question for everybody this morning. Well, listen to the story. This guy, Ray Liddell, lives in England, right? And what he wanted for his front yard this year was an inflatable Grinch, a life-size inflatable Grinch, right? He orders it. It comes in, right? Ends up, he realizes when he gets it that he's gotten a Grinch that costs $670 as opposed to what it was he was expecting to get. That's because his Grinch is 35 feet tall. It's taller than his house.
That's great.
Taller than everything in England, pretty much.
Right? So thousands of visitors have been showing up to see this thing, and he did something really cool. There's a hospice house called Alice House Hospice, and he's collecting money for it. And he's raised thousands of dollars already for people just coming to see his 35-foot-tall Grinch that he didn't order.
Oh, that's right? So odd. I'm looking at a picture of it. Right? That's incredible.
All right. Now, here's the question I have. All right. What have you ordered? What did you get?
Oh. I remember, I was probably in my early 20s. I was buying my girlfriend, now wife at the time, a pair of shoes for Christmas for her birthday from Tory Burch. Well, I found an amazing deal, and I ordered these shoes that were Tory Burch shoes, and when we got them and she opened them, the spray paint smell was as if somebody had, the mailman had just spray painted it for us. And it was, they were not actually Tory Burch.
Instant
shoes.
Migraine.
It was bad. It was like $180. I was out.
I have pretty much the opposite of that dude in England. I ordered something expecting it to be monstrous.
Right.
It was a two-stroke like moto mix, like for a weed whacker, blower, or something like that.
It
was like a nice steel mix, no ethanol. And I was like, I'm just going to get a ton because I'm going to use it all summer. I'm going to get a gallon. And I saw the picture on Amazon. I'm like, yeah, that's huge. That's got to be close to a gallon. $30, boom. Showed up 2 days later. it was like gift bag size. It was like if you went to a Motomix convention, yeah. they toss it in the gift bag. It might have been like 8 ounces for $30. Like, are you kidding me? One star. Beware.
A gift that I bought you a few years ago, Dave mm-hmm. being a photographer, I saw this you know, coffee thermos.
Sure.
You know, that, and it looked like a telephoto lens. Right, you know, so I order it, not realizing it, I was ordering it from China.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered it in November. We got it in February,
yes.
right? And it was the height of maybe a cup of coffee.
Really?
It was just no telephoto lens. Right? You know, so what's it for you, folks? I mean, everybody has been through this. What did you order? What did you get? Call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK. At the moment, the question at hand is what you ordered and what you got. I mean, we've all been through it. You know, you go out, you order something. This is one that this actually happened to me yesterday, and I caught it just in time, right? I go to order something, and on the page, and in really fine print, they have back ordered, will arrive soon.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to really watch it, especially right now.
Yeah, especially right now. Yep. Right? And I was like, caught ya! Mm-hmm.
I didn't, and I... Taylor, your gift's not coming till the 27th. FYI.
All right, so what have you ordered? What did you get? We all have our stories. What was your story again?
It was a Motomix.
Oh, Motomix.
Two cycles for stroke engines.
Right, 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 yeah. right, right.
Showed up. It was like 8 ounces. I was expecting a gallon.
Yeah, right. Well,
again, read the fine print.
And isn't 8 ounces what you add to a gallon of gasoline?
It might be.
When you want to
maybe
make
that's
the mix.
Where I went wrong. Yeah,
that's what you went
oh,
wrong.
Oh, I add it. Got it.
Right. So what is it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What did you order? What did you get?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So, Ramblin' Man was a huge hit for the Allman Brothers, and they followed it up with Jessica, which did fine. I mean, it only got the number 65 on the charts, but it became a rock radio standard. And when it came time, well, the way this song came about, well, why am I explaining it? I'll let Dickie Betts explain it.
Jessica was written for my daughter, Jessica, on her first birthday. I had been working on an instrumental, and I wasn't really getting anywhere with it. And Jesse came crawling into the room and kind of bouncing around and had this real happy energy. And I just started watching her and kind of picking up on the real nice feeling that she was giving me, and started playing the melody for her there in the room, and it developed from that, so I call it Jessica.
The John DiBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Today is the anniversary of John Lennon's murder, and each and every year when Mark David Chapman comes up for parole, I love when hearing that he got refused. I think we should all be dead before he gets out, and
wait,
more than likely he'll be dead.
Wait a minute.
You just wish death on me and Steve,
yeah,
I think.
Come on, man. That's not cool.
I'm trying to live.
How old's Mark David Chapman?
I've got a family to feed.
Wait a minute.
I don't care about you two.
Clearly.
I'll be dead. Why would I care what happens?
I
to
hope
you?
Everyone in this room is dead before it gets released. Hang on a second.
No, I didn't say that you should die early. I just said that I hope that he has to wait for even you to die, wow, right, in that'd order be, to get released.
If that's the case, he should get released because he's going to be like 150 years old. Good for him.
Okay.
Let's test him
just
for science.
Him in the cell. Let him rot in there.
That's it, exactly. All right. That was the thing I always used to dislike about the Belle of the Ball, because we'd have this big party on the 7th,
ooh,
and then the next day I have to come in and go, John Lennon.
Hangover.
So, but we will do things throughout the day to celebrate honor honor the passing of John Lennon. Partly sunny and breezy today. The high temperature, 39 degrees. Oh, speaking of people who passed, we were just talking to Dennis Quaid about this. Chuck Yeager died yesterday.
Right. How about that?
Right, the first man to break the sound barrier. I mean, just an incredible pilot and just an incredible guy. 97, I think he was.
God bless.
Yeah, 93 or 97, one of the two. So God bless him for that. So, Cindy, before we go any further, what did you order? What did you get?
I mean, this is a 2020 thing. I ordered some Levi's face masks from Amazon, a bandana print, really cute. They came, they look nothing like the pictures when they came. They had big, thick elastic instead of little tiny straps, and it was both too big and too small. Like, it barely covered the tip of my nose, but it from the profile, it looked like it could have fit Pinocchio. It stuck out so far.
Send it my way. It might work for me.
It might work for me. And that's
it was just a jean pocket.
So this is open to everybody. What did you order? What did you get? Call us here in the studio. Because of a story we had earlier today about a guy in England who had ordered a life-size Grinch. So you figure it'd be about 5 feet tall, right? It shows up. He gets a bill for $675. He can't figure out what the hell's going on. And then he opens the box where he has a 35-foot-high Grinch. It is taller than his house. So the question at hand this morning, and what was it for you? Was it shoes for you?
Yeah, I ordered shoes for my girlfriend slash wife, and there you could smell the spray paint on them when you opened the box.
All right,
like it had just been spray painted.
Okay, and you were getting
it was a motor
gas additive.
Yeah, a 2-cycle premix. You know, right, for my weed whacker. I thought I was getting a gallon. I paid $30 for 8 ounces.
I mean, I pay less than $30 for a 6-pack of those.
Oh yeah, I got totally ripped. Ripped. Right. Read the fine print, folks.
Right. And I once ordered a what looked like a telephoto lens that was like a thermos, you know, right? And I ordered it for Dave. Not only didn't they say how long it was going to take, it was coming from China. So I ordered it in November. It showed up in February, right? But it was, you know, a telephoto lens should be about, I don't want to say short, 6 inches?
Yeah,
but probably longer than that.
Sure.
This was about 4. It was a mug of coffee it could hold.
It's for espresso.
Right, you know. So the question at hand... Right. What did you order? What did you get? Let's go to the phone. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey.
Okay, I'll take that as an answer.
Hey.
All right, so Mark, what did you order? What did you get?
I ordered a cover for the back seat of my truck for my dog so he could ride back there.
Right.
I didn't realize it was from China either. I ended up getting a 6x9 piece of material that looked like the dog seat cover. It was like 6 inches by 9 inches.
Oh my God.
You can't even find a dog that size.
Right.
Have a great morning. Sue, what about yourself? What did you order? What did you get?
I'm from Jersey, so every April 13th, I order bathing suits because you need lots of bathing suits in Jersey.
Hold on a second. You realize maybe you need a lot of bathing suits because you live in New Jersey, but the majority of the people who live in Jersey don't even live near the water.
No, well, I live near the water, okay? Okay, so I ordered this bathing suit from, it's called Rose Gale, and I researched the company, and they sent me this bathing suit from China that looked like Harry the Tent Maker made it. It was huge. I mean, like, it was really cute. It was Daisy Duke looking, little skirt because I'm getting older, so you don't show anything. But it was the size of, it could fit a polar bear.
So, just out of curiosity, did you ever think of cutting down on coffee?
Oh, no, I do it all the time. No, I drink 2 cups.
We noticed.
Maybe dial it back to 1.
Have a good morning. All right, Tyler, what did you order? What did you get?
So, actually, my mom ordered a crotch rocket off a Chinese website.
Okay.
And she was expecting, an actual, mic. And she got in the mail 6 months later. It was actually a little toy.
So sort of like Dave's, you thought you were getting a real bike.
Yeah, like a little battery-powered one.
Oh, the little ones.
Remote control-powered.
Yeah. All right, have a good morning.
You too.
Lenny, what did you order? What did you get?
I ordered a pair of sneakers that I thought were Chuck Taylor retros. Here, after about 2 months, waiting, they came from Japan or somewhere. They were not only wrong size, but they were like plastic. They were junk. I can't even give them away.
Why is it all the Asian countries are scamming us?
Because we're stupid.
Lenny, I knew that already.
Lenny, just so you know, for the future, there is no difference between the classic Chuck Taylors and the ones they sell now. They're the exact same shoe. Yeah. It never changed.
You can get them at Ross for like $20.
Well, these were different. They were like a pair I had when I was like a kid. Okay. They were red.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's rare.
All right, yeah. Right. They don't have those at DSW ever. Have a good morning. All right, Liam, what about yourself? What did you order? What did you get?
I ordered a barbell bar from Amazon so I could lift weights with it.
All right.
And I got a gun case.
Do you have guns?
Rifle or pistol?
Rifle.
Rifle, okay.
Listen, you can bench press a rifle, and that would... I mean,
suppose I could.
Build some muscle. Or you could put weights on the rifle.
Yeah. Right?
You're gonna hit yourself in the head with a stock every time you curl.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
Have you been, since the holiday season has begun, have you been to a mall
no.
at all?
I haven't been to a mall.
Years.
Yeah, really?
Years.
All right.
At least last Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I find this time of the year, because of our schedule, right, it's easy to go during the day.
Sure.
Right? And if you go between like 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock, you go between lunch and dinner, but it's dead.
Yeah.
It's dead in the morning, and it's dead that time. Although, with everything that's going on with COVID, there are some strange things I've noticed happening at the mall.
Okay.
Right? One is when you walk in the store, it looks like it's being robbed. Right, because you got all these people running around with masks on.
Yeah,
right?
That makes sense.
And it's like, okay, who's a salesperson? You can't tell the difference between one and the other.
Yeah.
And the other is that the line to get into the store outside is longer than the line it takes for you to pay for something.
Oh yeah, I went to
right?
that.
You know, it's like, you know, oh god, Lisa went to Trader Joe's the other day, right?
And that's bold.
Right, and it was like, no, thank you. I mean, the line wrapped around the shopping center.
Yeah, if it's not a concert, I'm not interested.
No, not at all. But look, you got to be careful. You got to wear your mask. You know, even with the holidays on us, you got to keep it all in mind.
It's the most infectious time of year. Noses are blowing and fevers are growing. I'm glad you're not here. It's the most infectious time of year. The crappiest season of all. Forget about dining, the kids are all whining, they close down the mall.
Close down the mall.
It's the crappiest season of all. No parties, no hosting, forget about toasting your friends for a happy new year. Cause while this one's still going, there's no way of knowing if it will end with good cheer. It's the most infectious time of the year.
It's the John DeBella Show.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.